good afternoon, good evening, whoever listens to the podcast. This Pastor Edu come away this morning with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endureth forever. If the Bible turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2, from the King James Version of the Scriptures. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Amen. 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 Today's sermon topic is walk in love. Walk in love. Paul, the apostle of Christ, wrote to the brethren in Ephesus. He exhorted them to love and walk in love, as Christ have loved us and given himself to us as an offering and a sacrifice to God. Hallelujah. Love is divine and it comes from God. We as Christians must live and walk in love and express love towards one another. These exhibitions portray the love of God in our hearts. Amen. We must walk in love as Christians, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. I want us to consider some of the characteristics of love in a Christian life, or how to walk in love. Some of the characteristics of love in a Christian life, or how to walk in love. Love is not just a word of mouth. It's an action portrayed for people to see. The following are some of the features or characteristics of love in the life of a Christian. Amen. The first characteristic I want us to consider is to flee from fornication. If the love of God is in us, and if you and I walk in love, then we must flee fornication. Paul told the brethren in Ephesus to flee fornication and covetousness as a way of expressing and walking in love. Hallelujah. Let's read the Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. And Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse number 22. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. So we need to flee fornication and all uncleanness. Hallelujah. If we are able to flee fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, then that will be a characteristic or a feature that we walk in love and we are living a Christian life. Hallelujah. Other characteristics that show that we are living a Christian life or we are walking in love is to be careful not to be deceived. We as Christians must be careful not to be deceived. Hallelujah. There is the probability to be deceived by false teachers and prophets. And to walk in love, we must be careful of such people, not to be partakers of their falsehood. Hallelujah. Let's now go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 6. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 6. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Ephesians 5 verse number 7. Be not ye therefore partakers of them. Hallelujah. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Hallelujah. We must be careful not to be deceived. We must be circumspect in whatever we do. Amen. Other feature or characteristics of a Christian life or how to walk in love is not to be drunk with wine. Not to be drunk with wine. We cannot walk in love in drunkenness. We must stay awake and walk in love. Hallelujah. Let's have a look to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Another feature or characteristics that shows clearly that we are walking in love is submitting to one another in the fear of God. Whenever we submit to one another in the fear of God, then we are portraying or exhibiting a Christian character or walking in love. Submitting to one another in the fear of God is the sure way to walk in love. Hallelujah. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 21. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. We must always submit one to another in the fear of God. When we submit to one another, then we are portraying, then we are walking in love. Hallelujah. Another feature of walking in love is giving thanks always. We must be thankful always. We'll be thankful in all circumstances. Hallelujah. We must always give thanks to the Lord. If we want to walk in love, giving thanks show our appreciation to the Lord in all our endeavors. Hallelujah. We must be thankful to the Lord. We must be thankful to the Lord for gifts of life. We must be thankful to the Lord for taking us out of the world. We are thankful to the Lord for redeeming us from the devil. We are thankful to the Lord for his blessings and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Let's now go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. A very popular quotation. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We must be thankful always. Another feature or characteristics of walking in love is Christ dwelling in our hearts. Whenever we allow Christ to dwell in our hearts, it portrays clearly that we are walking in love and Christ is in our hearts. Hallelujah. If we allow Christ to dwell in our hearts, it will compel us to walk in love. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 verse number 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. Where Paul used the words. Ephesians 3 verse number 17. Ephesians 3 17. From the King James. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. If you allow Christ to dwell in the heart, in faith, and being rooted and grounded in love, it shows clearly that we are walking in love. Hallelujah. Now the need to walk in love. Why the need to walk in love as Christians? Let's consider some needs to walk in love as Christians. Amen. One need to walk in love is the true identity of a Christian. The true identity of a Christian. The true identity of a Christian is to walk in love and show love towards everyone. Amen. Let's now go to the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. Matthew chapter 5 verse number 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, a very popular quotation from the script of the Gospels. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Amen. If you portray the need to walk in love, is the true identity of a Christian. Amen. Another need to walk in love is to love overcomes multitude of sin. Love covers multitude of sin. Or love overcomes multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Walking in love towards one another covers a multitude of sin. When we walk in love, we will not sin against our neighbors. But love covers any offense. Hallelujah. Let's see in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must walk in love and show love as Christians. This shows our identity as Christians. It makes us grow in spirit and please God. Hallelujah. Let's take our foundation text as a way of conclusion. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2. And walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Search for Pastor Edu from wherever you get your podcast or from the following media platforms: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify, with those Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. This Pastor Edu come your way this morning with the word of God. Stay focused, stay blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.